It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Three people were hurt in a crash Saturday night. Get out and volunteer for Earth Day. New rules will require minimum staffing levels for nursing homes, and we'll see and hear more cicadas this summer. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Three people were seriously hurt when their vehicle lost control and collided with a tree on County Highway K near Menominee. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office said the crash was reported just before 12 a.m. Sunday west of Menominee, with responders finding the vehicle on its passenger side. One person had been ejected, and two other occupants had to be extricated by firefighters. Two patients were flown from the scene, and another was taken by ambulance. No names have been released at this time. The Sheriff's Office said the vehicle entered the ditch, overcorrected, and lost control. And authorities said that speed and alcohol appear to be a factor in the crash. If you're feeling anxious about climate change and the state of our environment, getting involved with Earth Day may give you a boost. Paul Robbins is dean of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison, where Earth Day had its beginnings.
You're going to feel super different. You're going to feel optimistic and ready to take on challenges. You're going to feel empowered because you're not alone. And when people get out, they're going to meet people, and that's going to make them feel like they're part of something, like they're part of a community, and that's the idea.
There are dozens of events this week on the UW campus and opportunities to get involved today in communities around Wisconsin. The federal government will for the first time require nursing homes to have minimum staffing levels after the COVID-19 pandemic exposed grim realities in poorly staffed facilities for older Americans. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce the final rules today on a trip to La Crosse. The event will mark Harris's third visit to the battleground state this year and is part of President Joe Biden's push to earn the support of union workers who have traditionally backed Democrats. The new rule will implement a minimum number of hours that staff spend with residents. The Republican candidate in Wisconsin's closely watched U.S. Senate race emphasized this week that he doesn't oppose elderly people voting after initially saying that, quote, almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote, end quote. Eric Hovde faces Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in a race that is essential for Democrats to win in order to maintain their majority in the U.S. Senate. Baldwin and Democrats have been attacking Hovde over comments he first made April 5th on a Fox News radio show about nursing home voting. But Hovde said Wednesday that, quote, I think elderly should absolutely vote, end quote. The cicadas are coming. Bob Haig tells us more.
An historic double brood of cicadas emerges this spring in the East and Midwest. UW La Crosse biologist Barrett Klein says we'll see them
clambering from the earth in such great numbers and crawling up the trees, breaking out of their old exoskeletons and spreading their wings and calling from the trees in such masses that it'll be a cacophony.
In addition to being very loud, the millions of cicadas will be fascinating to observe. And yes, you could even eat them.
You can find them in cookbooks. You can certainly find recipes online.
Here in Wisconsin, the double brood will likely hatch only in the southern part of the state. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.